China, failing to benefit from Hamas support, angles for closer Israel ties. By Francis Martel on February 17, 2025. The communist leadership of China pressured the government of Israel to consider a two-state solution to the ongoing war against jihadist terrorists in Gaza and claiming Beijing was committed to a constructive role in the Middle East during talks this weekend with Israeli leaders. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar on Sunday on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference, in which Wang delivered a speech championing multilateralism and the diluting of American influence around the world. Wang's remarks appeared to be a barbed response to American Vice President J.D. Vance's spirited defense of freedom of expression and core Western values during his address to the event on Friday. China is a close ally to the terrorist Islamist regime of Iran, which poses an existential threat to Israel, and through this role has attempted to elevate its position as an ally to the anti-Israel cause since the Iran-backed terrorists of Hamas invaded Israel on October 7, 2023. Massacring 1,300 people. The Communist Party has hosted largely fruitless meetings between leaders of Hamas and the Palestinian political party Fatah in an attempt to normalize the genocidal terrorists and regularly champions the two-state solution. Its efforts have not made China a major participant in the Middle East, however, and has hurt its relationship with Israel. While a vocal advocate for the normalization of Hamas, China still enjoys significant economic ties to Israel. Israel has not formally joined the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, but has welcomed Chinese state-controlled corporations to sign deals for a variety of infrastructure projects in the country, including ports and railways. Wang, in his talks with Saar, reportedly emphasized that Beijing seeks long-term development of relations with Israel, presumably seeking a fruitful diplomatic relationship long after the end of the war against Hamas. China remains committed to upholding justice and will continue to play a constructive role in seeking a comprehensive and lasting resolution to the Palestinian issue, Wang reportedly told Saar, according to the Chinese state propaganda outlet Xinhua. Xinhua added that Wang stressed that China views the development of its relations with Israel from a long-term perspective and stands ready to work with Israel to further advance the China-Israel Innovative Comprehensive Partnership. He emphasized that violence for violence will only lead to a new vicious cycle and the humanitarian disaster in Gaza must be brought to an end as soon as possible, the Chinese diplomat added. He also underscored that the fundamental solution to the Middle East issue lies in implementing the two-state solution, which could ultimately enable a peaceful coexistence between Palestine and Israel, and foster friendly exchanges between the Arab and Jewish peoples. Hong Kong's South China Morning Post observed on Sunday that Wang's meeting with Saar was the highest-level engagement between China and Israel since October 7, 2023. Beijing has consistently used its international clout to condemn Israel for defending itself against Hamas and to pressure the world into accepting Hamas as a legitimate political actor rather than a genocidal terrorist gang. In November 2023, shortly after the Hamas invasion, Wang himself hosted a summit in Beijing of Arab leaders seeking to unify opposition to Israel taking action to protect its people. China is a good friend and brother of Arab and Islamic countries, Wang emphasized at the time. We have always firmly safeguarded the legitimate rights and interests of Arab and Islamic countries and have always firmly supported the just cause of the Palestinian people. The Chinese government took control of the presidency of the United Nations Security Council that month and used it to pressure Israel into a ceasefire, effectively demanding that Jerusalem not respond to the Hamas attack, leaving it vulnerable to a repeat of the atrocities by Gaza-based jihadists. It is imperative to promote a ceasefire and halt the fighting, prevent further civilian casualties, prevent a larger-scale humanitarian disaster and prevent the conflict from spilling over, Chinese ambassador to the United Nations Zhang Jun insisted. China's efforts to force Israel into a ceasefire failed entirely, but Chinese officials continued to insist that, despite being largely ignored, China was a popular mediator for Mideast issues. Recently, Ambassador Wang Jian visited Egypt, Palestine, Israel and Qatar in the Middle East for the early de-escalation of the situation in Gaza, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Zhen told reporters in March 2024. Relevant parties widely appreciated China's just position and active efforts to achieve a ceasefire, ease the humanitarian situation, and avoid the further spillover of the conflict. They look to China playing a greater role in de-escalating the conflict and cooling down the situation, he alleged, without evidence. China convinced representatives of Hamas and Fatah, the political party that controls the West Bank, to meet in Beijing in July, signing a vague agreement for national unity that has not at press time appeared to yield any cooperation between the two groups. The goal of the meeting was to agree to cooperate on creating a functional government in Gaza after the war with Israel that includes Hamas, an objective that appears especially unviable given the elimination of many of Hamas's most powerful leaders throughout the past year and following President Donald Trump presenting a plan for America to take over Gaza. China vocally condemned Trump's plan for America to lead the reconstruction of Gaza this month after his comments that the Hamas-controlled area is a demolition site and civilians must be given refuge elsewhere to allow for rebuilding. "We oppose the forced displacement of the people in Gaza," Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Zhen asserted, "and hope that relevant parties will take the opportunity of the ceasefire and post-conflict governance in Gaza to bring the Palestinian question back to the right track of a political settlement based on the two-state solution, so as to realize lasting peace in the Middle East." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.